three times, four times.
We're going.
Count.
It's counting. Lights are on.
Lights are on.
Should be working.
Okay. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting to order. We will be meeting this time as the Canyon County Ambulance District Board of Commissioners. So with that, I'll do roll call. Obviously, I'm here. And present is Commissioner Brooks, and absent is Commissioner Van Beek. So with that, let's get started with our agenda. So we posted and did our agenda for legal requirements. All right, great. And I'd make the motion we receive the Secretary's agenda posting report and set the agenda.
Second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carries. All right. So there was no additions or amendments to the agenda, so let's go down to item four for new business. Discuss and approve the paramedic program field internship agreement between Madison County Fire District Protection District and the Canyon County Ambulance District.
So, Mr. Chair, Mr. Brooks, so this first item is just a real quick one. We do allow, usually we allow internship from ISU. That's the most common one we have. But other times we have some folks that do their paramedic program somewhere else besides here. This is a Caldwell firefighter, and so we do try to work with other agencies within Treasure Valley Emergency Medical Services. So that's what this one is. This is a program internship. We just have to have this signed because we don't have one with them. It will allow then that firefighter to do his internship with us. So pretty okay. Simple.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor. So I move that we approve the paramedic program field internship agreement as presented.
All right. I would second that. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you. And so the next item is fiscal year 2025 preliminary budget workshop for the ambulance district.
So, yes, Mr. Chair, so this is our first meeting. I'll call it a rough draft. We will definitely be coming back before you and have a little bit more hard numbers, but this is the first meeting, obviously. It feels a little odd to not have Commissioner Van Beek present.
Yes.
Question with withdrawal.
I will do my best.
Let the record show, yes.
Oh, shoot, I couldn't resist.
I know.
Yeah, so like I said, this is a rough one. When I get through some of it, I'll tell you some of the numbers that will be changing for this next go around, but this is just a good rough one. So what we're looking at going into the next fiscal year, starting off there at the top with income, we just kept it flat. Our call volume is down slightly right now compared to last year. However, we do have our four busy months coming up. So to keep it simple, we just decided, what if our revenue write-offs and all that just stayed flat? So we kept the same projection that we projected for FY 2024 for the ambulance fees portion of our revenue.
Okay.
So that one, it does make it simple. And obviously, when we come back before you, if there's been a major change and it looks like we should adjust it more, but just to keep it simple, if we can make it work within the current budgeted year for next year for revenue for that, then great. Cash carry, so what I did too as well, I should say, I highlighted the line items that have a little bit higher of a change to make it easier for you to just, it kind of jumps out at you a little bit better. And so the first highlighted one for in the income is cash carryover. So in fiscal 2024, we budgeted to use $400,000 of our fund balance to balance our budget. So for fiscal 2025, that's been the topic that we've talked about, is we need to balance our budget without using fund balance. We just have to do it because of our fund balance being so low as it is. We can't run out and we can't get to the point where we're going to have to borrow from the bank because we use the fund balance down to where we have to supplement that. So that $400,000, we pulled that out. Sale of equipment. It's going up because in December is when those new ARP ambulance should be here, and so then we will end up selling them in fiscal 2025. As you can see, for seven ambulances, it's not a whole lot of money. We run the life out of them, so by the time we sell them, they're not worth a whole lot. So that will be the sale of those ambulances, that $56,000. Moving down to, since we're speaking about ARPA, for ARPA, for right now, I just left that the same in fiscal 24. I didn't break it up. When we come back for round two, we will know a little bit more of what will end up being in fiscal 2024, and I'll be able to show you, well, how much of that needs to go in 2025, because the ambulances won't arrive until 2025, but we've spent some of that ARPA in this fiscal year, so I just left it for this meeting, just the $2.5 million, but that will be a big chunk of that will move into 2025 because we will be actually purchasing the ambulances in the next fiscal year. So property tax, I should have highlighted that one actually. So the property tax, if we take the 3% and we take the new construction, no foregone, it will be about $158,000 increase. So that's all that's gonna end up being for the property tax increase. We jump down to the next highlighted, the TVM's training captain income. That is the training captain position that we funded as a TVM's group between the fire departments and Canyon County paramedics. It was our employee, but we were funding that training captain because we all trained together. We've decided it was a great idea. It just isn't quite working out the way we thought it would. And so Nampa Fire and Caldwell Fire have training captains. We're still gonna train together, but our TVM's training captain is just gonna be funded by the ambulance district and by Homedale Ambulance and Wilder. So that's why that one dropped significantly, because it's not being shared by all of the agencies. So that was that change. TVM's income, that is just, if we do, like say if we bring in some sort of specialty training, it's easier to run the funds through one agency. And so that's all that would just be that pass. And we just don't foresee as much next fiscal year, so that is why that went down. We just don't see it.
It's a pass-through anyway, right?
Yeah, we just
aren't spending it unless you get it.
Exactly, and we just don't foresee when we're looking out ahead, so we just reduce that, so.
Okay.
TACMED training, that is training that we provide for like Caldwell PD or the Sheriff's Office. We reduce that because we don't know where that's going to land. We don't have a contract with the Sheriff's Office. I know they're wanting to do that. Caldwell PD, just looking at everybody's budgets this year, we don't know where that's gonna end up. If people have to tighten, and there's gonna be less training that we provide from our TACMED group. So we did cut that in half just because of an unknown. And when we come back for round two, we might have solid number to where that goes back up to that. So for now, we just cut that back. I did not highlight on this on number 37, but it did get highlighted on number 54, the payroll expense. So what we did looking into fiscal 2025, and this is a conversation that we've had throughout the levy process, we've lost four field staff in that last couple of months. So we're currently functioning with four open field positions. What we're looking at doing for fiscal 2025 is just not filling those four positions, because if the revenue is not gonna come in and we're not using the fund balance to balance our budget, that has to come from somewhere. So by not funding those positions, that's why there's a $258,000 decrease in the payroll side, and then down below in the benefit side, another 86. And by not funding those, we're also going to look at how we staff the ambulances. As I've described, you know, earlier in previous meetings, you know, shutting down rigs if we just don't have the staffing. We're going to look at for fiscal 2025, how do we actually schedule our ambulances? Is there a way to do it so it's a pre-planned, so we know what units are maybe not going to be up at night, and actually have a plan? Because we have to cut somewhere, and that's obviously a budget is where it is. And so that is why that decrease is, we're not planning on laying people off, but we're planning on moving into the next fiscal year where we currently are today, down four positions. We might lose more and have to hire them back, but for this rough draft meeting, that's what we're planning on doing. And when we come back for the next meeting, we will have a plan of this is what we're gonna be doing moving forward. Building leases, that went down 26,000 because we are not going to be leasing that shop space anymore. We're just cleaning out, it's due by the end of June here. And so that will reduce that that building lease. So it'll help a couple months of this fiscal year too, but budget for fiscal 25, we won't have it for any of the months. Building construction, we don't have any monies they're gonna be able to put towards any kind of remodel, so we just took that down to zero. The ARPA, that's where I'm talking about. That's, you know, the income I left the same, the purchases I left the same, and when we come back, we will break that out as well, and you'll see how much went to vehicles, how much went to just the equipment that we've already bought. But for now, just left that alone. On number 97, impact fees. So we budgeted in this current fiscal year for Tischler Bice. We have paid out quite a bit of that so far from the work they've done. For fiscal 25, we won't have that. So that's why that 50,000 goes down to zero. And we do have our meeting scheduled, I think in 2 weeks, to come for Tischler Bice to present to the board of what they've come up with for what impact fees look like for us. So, but we won't be needing to budget for that in the next fiscal year.
I do have one question, because I know you're doing the highlighted, but 80302 CC dispatch fees. Have you talked to the sheriff's office? Because they talked about increasing fees.
This is the number that they've already given us.
Okay.
So yeah, it, and I don't know, I don't remember if they said why it wasn't going up for us.
They didn't explain why, but I did reach out to him a couple months ago and he emailed back and stated to keep the fee the same for this next fiscal year, so.
Thank you. So make sure you're not shocked if you see it.
No, I'm not usually shocked when they send it. It's gone up. It is what it is. So, but, and I get it. They've shown me the formulas. I don't understand how, if you know, there's pay raises that like that all gets passed on. So it makes sense. But yeah, he did give us that already. So, which is helpful early on. Yeah, don't hesitate to reach out, Greg, and correct me or interrupt. So ICRIM is the next big one. Increase of $16,000. I do know I've listened to the Caldwell City budget workshop and the Nampa City budget workshop, and we're definitely not being singled out. It's ICRIM is going up for everybody, and it isn't because we're bad customers. It just, man, it's going up significantly. So, and thankfully, listen to those other workshops, you kind of get to hear some of that other stuff, so it kind of lays the story of, well, we're all in the same boat. So, moving down to the next highlight, the vehicle repair and maintenance, it did decrease 30,000. Just looking at the repairs that we've gone through for this fiscal year where we're currently at, looking for if those ambulances come in December, what our repair and maintenance will go down. You know, we just had one of those vehicles get a transmission this week. And so that's $8,000 between, you know, all the stuff that it needs. And so we know we could still have some of that in October, November, and December, but that's definitely going to go down. I mean, we're just, those trucks are really getting worked and they're high mileage and we're really spending a lot of money on them. So it might be more than that, but when I looked through there, I just tried to average and get a good idea. ESO, the next highlighted one, that's our medical charting software. It actually went down 6,000. Part of the cost with our chart writing is it's tiered, and we thought our call volume would bump us to that next tier. Our call volume just did not go up as much as we thought. And so we actually over budgeted in 2024. And that's why it went down. And we don't see us hitting that next tier from the way the trends are right now. So that we just reduced that amount. Down to oxygen, number 152. We, Norco, realized during the previous fiscal year, right at the end, that they were not charging us enough. They didn't realize how many tanks we truly had. And so when they were going through their books and realized that, we decided that was a good time to relook at, is there Oxarc? Is that a better price? And Oxarc was, but I miscalculated because Norco was going to raise our price because of the number of tanks, but then it was also going to be higher being Norco. And so we moved over to Oxarc. I gave ourselves too good of a deal. And so that's why that $12,000 as I miscalculated. It's still better that we switched to Oxarc. It was a good change. That's what who Ada County Paramedics uses. But I miscalculated how much savings there was going to be there. So that's why that one, it isn't because our call volume's going up significantly. I just under budget that line item.
So if it's too good to be true, it's not true.
Well, it was, I made it too good to be true. And it was true. I had it a little too much. And that is my fault. I just didn't calculate it correctly. The monthly T1 lines, we did switch over to Sparklight for a majority of that other than our administration building. So that significantly cut that cost, and it only increased the Sparklight for the internet services and that slightly. We do still have administration. I know as we look towards fiscal 2026 of moving to the county IT and stuff, that will all come into, because I know admin is different than our outlying stations, and you could talk to Charles and you guys would understand why we still are keeping the admin one, but just knowing for fiscal 25, this is what we're doing with the goal of 2026 budgeting even differently probably just because of the county.
It
will, and we just decided, you know, we're moving facilities this year. Fleet, we're dabbling a little bit with fleet. By 2026, we should be able to move fleet and then IT, but for this year, that would be a lot to also do a levy, try to do impact fees, and just try to, if we're going to take on too much. I think it would be wiser to do facilities and incrementally do some of those others and just bite them off. But still, definitely a savings, and then there will be more savings with that. So then that was it for the big changes. The big one for us will be we're just not going to fund as many positions. We're not going to use fund balance to balance our budget. And so it's just a matter of how do we manage that, and it will be with staffing and stuff. So any questions overall on that?
Questions, sir?
Not at the moment, Mr. Chairman.
No, it all makes sense in the presentation.
So, like I said, we will have different numbers. You know, we'll improve the numbers and have better hard numbers when we come back. And we will also have a plan of what does it look like for how we staff the ambulances in the different places. So,
all right.
Mr. Chair, I want to say thanks for the chief actually working with the facilities director, Britton, to have facilities kind of help with these sites, the cleaning, the maintenance, the HVAC. There will be savings down the road. You know, if you want to talk about
I didn't even think about that. So yes, we are, like I said, we are moving with facilities. There's definitely going to be some savings, but like I was telling Greg earlier, I kept some of that facilities number higher where we're at. Because what I think will happen, it's already happened when Rick and his crew came out, when Director Britton came out to our admin facility just looking, you know, if we have an HVAC person that just comes out and does HVAC, well, that's one thing. But if you have an actual facilities person that shows up to do something, they're going to show you five things that you didn't even know were wrong that probably need to be fixed because they're a facilities person. And so even when his crew came out, they were able to say, like, there's some things that would be great if you had the funding. Here's one you're going to have to fix. And so I just left that higher because we know his crews are going to find things that we have to fix or have to do. And so it's just easier to leave that budgeted at that amount. So
hopefully the next year it should drop.
Hopefully the next year we have levy funds to actually do some station stuff that, yeah.
Yes.
So that's the ultimate goal, but yes. And we'll see. And it is an unknown. I mean, his crews are great. They've kind of looked at it, but you know, once you get in there and start doing it month after month after month, then you're really going to see, like, okay, this is what it, we thought it was going to be this way. It's just slightly different. And so we'll definitely know by fiscal 26. Hard numbers, how did it look? Looking forward to it. It's going to be great. I like working with Director Britton and his crews. It's going to be good cleaning and all that. It's just going to be a. Yeah.
You're going to get stuff in your head.
Yep, exactly. It's just, we're looking forward to it. Yep.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
So is this actually balanced, or do you have like 270,000-ish to the good?
Yes, to the good with
okay.
Number.
appreciation.
Okay.
To the good, that amount. So there's some things that, you know, this one does not have any kind of COLAs or any step in grades. It also, we need to, I need to visit with the hospitals and talk about, you know, what does our deployment plan look like? Does that affect some of our revenue? You know, if we don't have as many units on at night, are we gonna be able to do as many of the transfers out of county, those kinds of things? So just being flat, yes, it's 270, but that will change by the time we come back. But we have to balance for sure. Right now, we just happen to be in the positive by that.
Okay.
Yep, good catch. I should have said that when I started.
All right. Will you in favor of accepting this as the draft? And
I am, Mr. Chairman.
Ready to let you get your pencil sharper for the next time? All right. So just let the record show that we are accepting the draft and looking forward to the next one.
Good enough. Anything else?
All right. Any other questions on this or comments? If not, is there discussion on general issues or policy or direction?
No. Hi, Mr. Chair. I think we're up to date. And like I said, we'll be seeing you again in about 2 weeks for the impact fee discussion. So okay. Looking forward to that.
Yep. All the details.
Yeah, all the details.
All the details. Is there any need for executive session for today?
All right. Not that I have.
All right. So I would consider a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
I'd second that. The motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.